The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions. Lions are currently favored by 7.5 points. BLG, Justin Fields returns this week. Everything, the moment we've all been waiting for, Justin Fields triumphantly returns to the Chicago Bears.
My favorite quarterback in the NFL. I do want to point out that I don't think Bajent is good, to be clear, but there is something to be said for like the lack of negative plays that he was taking. Now, obviously, the turnovers are an issue, but if you just look at sacks, and this also speaks to how sacks are not just an offensive line stat, but are very much, or can be very much, a quarterback stat. And Bajent, 5 sacks in 5 games he's played this year. Do you know how many sacks Justin Fields has taken in 6 games?
I would say like at least double that.
24. 24 and 6 versus so 5 and 5.
Than I thought it could be.
I know, like that's my point. Like my thing with Fields, why I've always kind of, you know, not been a believer in him, is that he just holds on to the ball for too long. Like he takes way too long to process, or if he doesn't do that, he just isn't getting the ball out for whatever reason. Obviously, the mobility is a factor. At some point, you have to get the ball out quick and not take these negative plays, and he does, and I'm going to bet on that continuing to happen here, and I just think the Lions are a better team, so I am going to take the Lions to cover and win.
I agree with everything you said. I think the Lions are clearly the better team, and I do want to believe in Justin Fields, and like we got the short glimpse of it where had a couple of big games, then he gets the injury, and the Bears have just not been the same thing with Bajent, which, of course, like undrafted rookie player, of course, you're not going to be compared to your high end draft capital quarterback. But the Lions are just better. I just don't think there's anything the Bears can really do to slow down the Lions offensively right now. I am interested to see how Justin Fields performs. I'm a little bit worried because it's his throwing hand. It's a thumb injury. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about him bouncing back from that even after missing this time. And like, it's already a quarterback that we had questions of, like accuracy and decision making and all the stuff that you were talking about. I am interested to see here, though, and it's my only red flag with the Lions right now, because I do think they are absolutely one of the best teams in the NFC, is their defense, which started the year strong, and a lot was made about that performance against the Kansas City Chiefs. Like they held the Chiefs down in that game and pulled off a huge upset in Week 1. But their defense has been really up and down. I understand they have a lot of secondary injuries, but they tend to perform well against the bad teams defensively. And then the good teams, they really struggle with, like we saw last week against the Chargers. We saw the Ravens just absolutely decimate their defense a couple of weeks ago. Like, I have legitimate questions about the Lions on defense. And so I am interested to see if Justin Fields can come in and try to test them downfield, get DJ Moore going a little bit. But at the end of the day, I just don't think the Bears will be able to do anything against the Lions offense.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.